You know, what keeps me up at night lately isn't horror movies. It's realizing how much of my life is floating around the internet. Addresses, phone numbers, my family members, my personal emails. Data brokers are collecting this stuff and selling it like it's a clearance item. That's why I'm excited to tell you about My Data Removal. They help you remove your personal info from the web, but for real. Not just hiding it, but going after the more than 200 sites and growing where your info might be exposed. They scan, they remove, and they keep you updated every month so you know what's been taken down. Identity theft, unwanted calls, someone getting a hold of your home address and family details. It's not paranoid, it's real. In fact, 1 in 3 Americans has experienced identity theft. It costs time, money, and emotional stress. My Data Removal fights back so you don't have to. Here's what you do. Head to MyDataRemoval.com. Start with a free scan to see exactly what data about you is floating around. Then let them clean it up. Let them restore your privacy. Protect yourself. Protect your family. Clean up your data with My Data Removal. Visit MyDataRemoval.com now. Your peace of mind is worth it.
What up, Mom? Put down that coffee and grab a wine. Get ready for another episode of Nursing and Cursing, a parenting podcast that covers more shit than your baby's full diaper. I'm Kate. I'm a stay-at-home mom of three living in Brooklyn, New York.
Hi, I'm Christine. I'm a freelance video editor and first-time mom living in L.A.
Allie here, podcasting from South Kona, Hawaii, where I live up on a mountain farm with my husband and two sons.
Hi, I'm Molly, and I live in Los Angeles, California, working as a mom of a toddler and a second grade teacher.
And I'm Sarah, your in-house expert. I'm a nurse practitioner and recovering postpartum nurse in Brooklyn, New York.
We move mountains just to find the time to record ourselves shooting the shit every week. And here it is.
MailChimp. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Nursing and Cursing. We have a special bit of breaking news this week. So we've kind of rearranged things in order to broadcast this episode because we've had something very interesting happen to one of our hosts here. The topic of this week is the mother bear instinct, the way a mom kicks in, puts herself on the back burner, and puts her kids first when it really, really counts. So I'm just going to step back and let Allie, podcasting from Hawaii, take the mic.
All right. Thank you, ladies. Wow. I had an adventure last week, not even a week ago. My dad was here to visit from New Hampshire, and I always like to do a little something special when he's around. So I decided we would go up north a ways, about an hour and a half away, and do a hike. And we drove up to have our hike and had quite an experience. Now, I had two kids with me and my father, who's about, I don't know, Molly, 63, 64. How old is dad?
63.
Okay.
Allie, remind everybody how old your two boys are.
My oldest is 5 and my youngest just turned 3 this month. Okay. So
was your husband with you or just you, grandpa, and the littles?
Me, grandpa, and the littles. My husband
sounds
had to
like
work.
A very strong hiking squad. A mom, two small kids, and an old man.
Right. Totally. This was going to be, I was calling it a hike, but I was like, no, no, dad, this is a stroll. We're going on a stroll through the woods. It's flat there. It's going to be some gorgeous trees on either side. And we might get to, if we can make it that far, we're going to get to a little swimming hole. It's like a small little waterfall pool. We'll
wait,
maybe
Allie, this is not the same place you took where we got lost.
No.
Mm-mm. Ooh, okay. Burn. Okay.
But it's very, very close.
I no, I didn't mean it.
No.
Allie, this is the other place that you got lost? No, different place.
Right. You're giving it away.
Okay. No spoilers. Let's go.
Sorry.
So anyway, we get to where we're going. And you know what? I didn't really know. This story is hard for me to tell, not because of any PTSD or whatever that I still have, but because I'm fully fucking embarrassed that this happened. There was no reason for this to happen. I did not do my research. I was totally loosey-goosey about the whole thing and made some mistakes along the way.
Did you relax? I got lost in IKEA last week with my kids. You're fucking fine. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. So anyway, my pride is like what's the worst about this story. But We get to where we're going. I called a friend and say, oh, remember that hike you told me about? I want to do it with the kids. And she was like, great. Yes. She gave me some real loose information, but enough, I thought. And I looked it up on my phone because even though it's not in any of the guidebooks, people have done it and written about it. So I kind of, you know, just read through on my phone a little bit about the hike. Okay, this seems easy. In and out, 45-minute walk in, 45-minute walk out. Now, it is, to do the whole thing is a 3-mile experience, which is kind of a lot with little kids and your dad, but not really. That's something we could walk and do. They're fine. They're little chargers. So it was going to be good. I forgot.
Would you, Allie, would you put Leo 3, would you have him on your back? Do you have like a thing, or he was going to walk the whole time?
I have a thing and I was going to bring it just in case. And I forgot it, Kate. Now, I don't know if that was a good thing or a bad thing.
So he was on his feet the whole time, or in your arms, whatever.
Yeah, on his feet. So, okay. As we started off into our walk, we were like, is this the way? Yes. Through this gate, it said no trespassing, which is very, typical.
Ominous. Oh,
ominous, but typical on the Big Island. It's like, okay, there's
to
a lot of
Allie, FYI, to me, I'm just watching the story that you're telling. I feel like I'm watching Jurassic Park.
Oh, good. Well, we start in on our walk and I'm like, Dad, look at this. There are eucalyptus trees and forests, a forest on either side of us that are tall, 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 tall. I mean, it's beautiful. And the path is laid out ahead. It's like an ATV or a 4-wheel path almost. So it's an easy walk, but you can't see on either side of you except deep, deep forest. So there's not like any clearings or any openings. And we start off and the kids are picking up sticks and they're running way ahead and skipping and just.
What time is it? What time do you guys start?
We started really late because we figured it was going to be a quick one. But I'm going to say about 1 o'clock, Kate, in the afternoon. It's not that late, but normally, you know, you might want to, whatever, get an earlier start. We had a great breakfast and we moseyed up and my dad said, yeah, let's just do it. And we went in for the
walk. And I got to point out, guys, just to shout out my dad. My dad is, he hikes.
Yes.
He's a hiker. So it's not like an old man trailing behind. My dad's like a fit hiker type.
Yep. He loves hiking.
It's
the
one
white
of
mouse.
His hobbies. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So we go in and we're having a great time and we're taking pictures on our phone, both of us. And starts to get a little bit too long, right? We kind of realized, where is this waterfall? It had said in the directions that after a while, you'll start to hear rushing water and then you will come around a curve and you're going to see a waterfall. Well, we walked and walked and walked and it had been about an hour and a half. And it was hard for me to gauge whether it's because we were with two little children and we kept turning around and being like, okay, come on, guys, come on, keep coming. Or if it's that we had gone too long. Now, there was a fork in the beginning of the trail where we went right. Come to find out, we were not supposed to do that. We were supposed to stay.
Oh, my God.
Supposed to stay left. So when
the whole time, walking the wrong way the whole time.
Yeah. So when I took that right, I thought, no big deal. This path is so clear. This is mellow. It's just going to circle back around and we'll find our way out. I was not worried about it. I was so blasé about the whole thing. I don't know why. I don't know. Guys, I have no idea. I just thought, okay, if this is the wrong way, it won't really, you know, all roads lead to the destination. I don't know.
Sally, you thought no matter what you got on, you were basically on a loop. You were going to join, you were on the loop somewhere.
Exactly. Right? I thought it was just, and
hindsight 2020.
Right. I didn't
realize. That's also a popular way to lay out these, like, I feel like everywhere you go, when you get on a little walking path, a lot of them are little loops. It's not that crazy.
Right. So I know. And I just figured I took it for granted. Little did I know that we were in thousands and thousands of acres of land and they were all these paths that came to Y's and came to a T, four ways. Okay. So the whole thing, you're like, straight. Okay. Straight. Anyway, so we go for a little bit too far and my dad's realizing, okay, this isn't happening. So the kids are getting tired and I'm like, okay, Dad, we're going to sit down and have a snack. I'm going to run ahead. Why don't I take a jog and see if it's up ahead and I'll run back. And if it is, great. If it's not, let's just turn around and head back to the truck. And he said, no, let me do it. The kids are going to freak out if you just run off. And so I sat down with the kids and we had a little snack with us. We had two apples. We had some dried apricot. We had a bag of cheddar bunnies and water. Two baby sippy cup water bottle deals for the boys and one bottle of water for my dad and I to share. So my dad runs ahead. It's taken a long time. And I'm just, singing to the boys, hanging in there. I can tell they're tired. They've hiked at least a mile and a half each.
What time is it when your dad is going around the corner? If you had to guess.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it's 2:30.
Okay.
Dad comes back and he's like, okay. So I found something. I don't know if this is it. It's like a lookout. It's a major lookout in a beautiful area. And I see a bunch of like golf carts parked. I'm like, what?
Wow. Oh my God.
Okay.
Jurassic Park. Cart.
I'm like, like ATVs. And he keeps calling them golf carts. It's like, it's a quarter mile.
Wait, time out. I love that confusion.
I know.
Wait, sorry. I just want to enjoy that for a second.
Right.
Your dad is saying golf carts. Do you know the whole time he means ATV?
I'm not sure. It's like, it's a quarter mile and there's a picnic bench. Now in the original directions that I'd found online, there was a picnic bench there to sit and then you can overlook at the pool. And I was like, okay, well that's gotta be it. Okay, let's do it. So we walk and walk another quarter mile. We get there and there are four horses that are kind of waiting. There is a line of these souped up golf cart ATV vehicles. There's nobody on them. And there's an amazing lookout. It's the backside of Waipio Valley. It's the ridgeline overview, which is this incredible place on the Big Island. And it's, it can be very dangerous. But there's a trail company that they have the monopoly on this area back there where they give ATV tours and they give horseback riding tours. Now, Critty, Molly, haven't I been like, I want to do Waipio Valley on horseback. We got to do those tours.
Yes.
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 Okay. So we walk up there. I'm kind of like, hi. And the gentleman who's giving the tour turns around and just says, are you aware that this is all private property? And I was like, oh, I've got the kids with me. We're tired. We wanted to like sit at the picnic table. And he just says, you need to turn around and go back out the way that you came.
Oh, shit.
Oh, okay. So then suddenly the line of ATVs start to come up and the dude at the front, he's leading a tour of ATVs through this area. And he stops and he's like, did you guys hike out from the top? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, you walked this whole way. And I'm like, yeah, with these little kids. And I was like, yeah, they are troopers. They're awesome. And he's like, whoa, that is badass. Okay. Hindsight, I'm like, what the fuck? Why didn't you say this is not okay? You guys need to jump on and let me give you a ride out.
Right. No, that's shit, really Allie. Weird.
This whole thing is creeping. I have to say, Allie, the way you're describing this as being like secretly in the middle of nowhere, even though you didn't realize that when you started, the hair on the back of my neck is standing up. I feel like it's lost.
Anyway, so
my imagination, I'm getting so scared. I'm sitting in the dark with my glass of wine, my eyes bugged out.
So they TV. Okay, bye. And I'm like, we turn heel and start to walk out because he's just told us private property, get out of here. And my kids are like, start to kind of lose it at that point. Like, what do you mean, Mom? Leo's like, I want to sit at the picnic table. He starts to cry. I want to sit at the picnic table. And Phoenix is like, why aren't we going swimming? And I'm like, well, we didn't make it to the spot we wanted to go swimming. You know what, guys? We're going back to the truck. Now we're just going to head straight back out to the way we came, and we're going to the truck. And guess what? We had an amazing walk in the forest. And they're like, we're tired. So my dad and I start to carry the kids.
Of course.
We're each carrying a kid out. And it's another mile and a half or so, maybe more, that we're walking and walking and walking. And then we're putting them down halfway. And I'm trying to tell them stories to keep their mind off the walking and having to be held.
And
by
Allie, when you started to walk out, did you think that you were walking out the same way that you walked in?
Yes. I was like, oh, fuck it. Well, that was a fail. That was an epic fail. We didn't get to the waterfall, but we're just going to head back to the truck now and go home.
So the whole time,
I can't believe the ATV didn't scoop you up. That is bizarre.
It's fucked up. I hope that you've been in touch with them since. But the whole time that you're like walking out, Allie, and you and your dad are each holding a kid, you're thinking like, this is the way that we came in. This sucks, but it could only be 2 miles or something. We're going to get to the truck any minute now.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, oh, we got a 2 mile hike out. I got to keep these kids' spirits up. And my poor dad's getting more of a workout than he bargained for. Sure. But we're heading back to the truck and it'll be okay. And here, have some more dried apricots, even though you're totally sick of this snack. Okay. So we're walking, you guys. And then we start to head back. We're carrying the boys and it starts to mist. It gets like really misty in the forest and it's basically a light rain happening. And then I hear rushing water. I hear the sound of rushing water and we get around to the bend and I'm like, Dad, we're at the fucking waterfall.
Oh, fuck.
We see the pool. We see the picture of what it originally looked like, the picnic table. We're at the waterfall. And I'm like, what the fuck? We're tired. My kids are over it. How did we get here? We were positive that we walked out the exact same way. We never took a right. From what we could remember, we never went the wrong way. We came out the exact same way that we came. But somehow it looped us around and we ended up at the waterfall.
What time is it now, Allie?
I felt like you were on drugs.
So that point, I'm like, oh, fuck. I can tell my dad is really concerned. And so I'm like, okay, how's your cell phone? He's like, Dad, I've got no battery. Mine's
dead. Oh, my God. No, I'm sorry, Allie. You're talking about a fucking horror movie now. Like, I'm freaking out. What time is it now when you're at the waterfall, the kids are spent, the snacks are almost gone, cell battery is dead? What time are we looking at?
I take my phone out. It's in the red zone, and it says 3:41.
No, and your phones are dying.
It's almost 4 o'clock. And so I say, you know what? I waved goodbye to my husband this morning and I never told him where I was going, which is very usual for us. We all the time just kind of do our day and then meet back. How was your day? He went off to work and my dad and I kind of decided, oh, let's do this today. And so I thought, I got to call him right now. I had in the back of my mind a slight panic, but I just thought, you know what, we're fucking getting out of here, but it might be not till 11 o'clock at night that I see him. So I need to call him. He did not pick up the phone. And I start to panic because I'm like, one more dial and my phone is dead. I send a text message. It says, babe, I'm on a hike on Mud Lane, because that's the name of it. I'm on a hike on Mud Lane. Be home late. Send.
Oh, God, Allie. Not
we are lost,
not,
SOS.
Not fucking SOS, SOS, SOS.
Nope. Not we are lost, not come fucking find us. Just I need to get the information where we are and what we're doing.
But you were panicking.
Well, not 100% because I also had enough battery to go, okay, great. Well, we're at the waterfall. Let me look, Dad, on the hike right here. If we know how to get to the waterfall, we know exactly how to get back out of the waterfall. It's a straight shot back to the truck, right? That was the original plan. So, okay, Dad, this is what it says to get to the waterfall. He's like, okay, great. We're going to go. Then we have to go around this bend and it should lead us straight back out. So I hit send. After that, Allie, the phone is dead, and I have to be honest with you guys, I did not know if the text had gone through or not. Oh, I did not know. At that point, it's raining. It's at late afternoon, 4 o'clock. So there's light, but it's rainy and misty in the forest and we're tired. And my dad's kind of like, fuck.
And what about the kids, Allie? The kids are just like,
the kids are totally fuck this. And I say, okay, you guys, we're going back to the truck. And Phoenix says, but how do you know? You don't know where the truck is.
Oh my God. No. Yeah. This is horrible.
Well, I do know because we know where the waterfall is. And trust me, now we got to go back to the truck and I've got to carry you guys. So at some point, you know, my dad's carrying Leo and we're just letting Leo scream and cry in my dad's arms. Guys, they haven't had a nap. They're tired. Oh,
starving, hungry.
They're losing their shit. And they're both crying for me. Mommy, hold me. Mommy, hold me. So I'm like, Dad, take the backpack for a while. I've got one on my back and one on my front trying to just power through with both kids. My dad's being like, that's fucking, you know, this is ridiculous. You can't hold both of the kids. And meanwhile, I'm just like, trust me, Dad, it's only about them. If they're okay, I'm fine. You know, I'm just wanting to hold it together. So I'm like,
I could cry right now.
Phoenix, you need to let Jim hold you. We're just going back to the truck. He's like, no, you don't know where the truck is. I don't want to walk anymore. So he starts to lose it. My dad's like, Phoenix, you know, you need to be strong right now. We need to listen to me.
Allie, this is really stressful.
I know, I'm stressed out.
Let her tell it.
Okay. Molly, you know how dad could be like, listen to me. No, listen to me.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm like, Phoenix, you know, I'm like, okay, I can solve this. Phoenix, you know what we're going to do? If you're going to let Jim hold you and just be nice and quiet and be really strong till we get to that truck. He's like, what? I'm like, we're cashing in on all those check marks, buddy. And you are going to get Lego set that we have been working towards. He shuts up immediately. I can do that. Okay, Mom.
Oh my God.
Amazing.
Okay. The check marks really paid off when you
check mark challenge came through and the
fully bribed him. I bribed him the big, big Lego set at Target, you know, whatever that fucking $89 thing is. So my dad picks him up and we start walking and my dad and I are silent. And we're holding both of the kids and we're going kind of down. It starts to go down and it's a little bit steep. And my dad takes a fucking fall.
No, Jim.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, I kind of catch him. I'm like, Dad, are you okay? He's like, I'm all right. He stands up. He's got a big gash in his leg, just blood down his leg. Like, fuck that.
God damn.
Fuck this. It's raining. He's bleeding. What have I done?
Hell.
Singing to the kids. I'm telling them, you know, the three little pigs. I'm telling them Hansel and Gretel. I'm telling them whatever I can. And then next happens and I'm out of breath, like telling these stories, carrying them, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. So then we, let's see here. Then we start to see landmarks, you guys, that we're just like, this is weird. This can't be it. Landmarks that we do not recognize because we went in a certain way and we're not coming out the same way. And it starts to, it's getting darker and it starts to open up. The land kind of starts to open up a little bit and we see like a barbed wire fence. And we see some pasture land and some cows. And I'm like, what the fuck, Dad? No, this is not it. And in my mind, I'm like, okay, let's just get to a road. If this lead to any road, fine. We're going to hitchhike back to our truck or we're going to get help. Just get us out of here. Get us to a road. And we get to this pasture land with cows. And my dad's like, we need to talk plan. Like, forget this. We need to talk a plan. Like, what's going on? I can tell there's about an hour left of daylight and we have hiked down about a mile. The last mile has been kind of a downhill steep hike.
I'm just thinking, Allie, like your dad, imagine like you're feeling so responsible for your kids and imagine how your dad is feeling. Like he's feeling responsible for his daughter and his daughter's kids. Like your dad must have been like just not in a good place.
Yeah. So I'm tired and I'm like, come here. I sit down with the two boys and my dad kind of hops this fence into this pasture land where there's cows. And he sees a water tank. So he's like, there's a spigot here with some water. This is good. You know, okay, we've got water. He's thinking, he's starting to think that way. And he's like, let's make a plan. And we kind of silently were like, well, you know what, Dad, if we need to spend the night here, we're going to be okay. He's like, okay, yeah, we'll make it through the night. The sun starts going down and I'm like, Dad, listen, you can sort of hear way in the distance, like maybe an ATV. And they do helicopters tours. And so way out in front of us, you can see helicopter tours coming through. And we're like, you know what? This is going to stress out the children, but we have to try because we don't have much time left here and we're going to be faced with spending the night. We started to yell for help. We started yelling, help. Is anybody out there? Over and over.
I'm so sorry.
Oh my God.
The kids were onto it then, and Phoenix is just crying. And I'm like, you know what, buddy? It's okay. And I keep going like, this is an adventure. Don't you worry. And he starts to cry like, I want daddy. He would never do this. I'm like, you're damn fucking right. He would never get this situation. So I say, you know what, baby? We're going to talk. I'm going to give you the worst case scenario right now, Phoenix. Okay. I'm going to give you worst case scenario. See that tree over there and all that grass? We're going to sleep under that tree and we're going to get a great night's sleep. Mama is going to hold you and Leo all night long. We're going to have a camp out under the stars and we're going to be fresh in the morning. And in the morning, we're going to get out because we will have all day to get out. Daddy's going to come help us get out. And he's like, no, what's best case scenario? I want best case scenario. I'm like, in my mind, there is no fucking best case scenario here. It's like, best case scenario? This helicopter comes and lands down and takes us out of here. He's like, no best case scenario, Mom. See that fence right there? And I'm like, yeah, honey, I do. That fence is going to say no trespassing on it. And then we're going to hop over it and that's going to be our truck. And I'm like, okay, but that fence doesn't say no trespassing on it, honey.
Oh my God, Allie, this is breaking my heart because it's so, like, you guys know when you're stressed out, that's one thing. And then when the kids can tell that it's not going according to Mom's plan and Mom's not totally sure what's next, they get stressed out and holy fuck, then it's just a whole other thing.
Right. So we get into... We get into the pasture land. There's so much, there's cows in there, but the cows book it. There's so much cow shit. We have to be so careful just for stepping between huge patties of cow shit. We get to the picnic table. Leo's hungry. I'm like, okay, here's an apple, but he's kind of just going with it, eating the apple. And my dad's like, what do you want to do? And I'm just freaking out because of my husband. I start to think, it's not going to be okay if we don't go home tonight. People are going to be looking for us, and I can't bear the thought of that. So that my dad's like, I know, but I think that this is going to be our best choice. And I start to sit there, and I'm silently thinking, like, fuck. There's been a few situations in my life that I feel like I've given up, and I haven't quite tried hard enough. In that I could have done it, so I was like, Dad, I got to tell you, we've got 1 hour left. I want to try one more time. I want to give it one more push, please. I think we have to try. And he was like, okay, I'll do whatever you want.
Try what, Allie? What are you trying?
Try to hike back up and just one more time, try to get out of there. So we start holding the kids and it's an incline all the way up. It's a steep hill on the way up. And, my dad kind of stumbles a couple of times and he's huffing and puffing. And I was like, having this thought, like, what the fuck? Last thing I need is my dad having a heart attack in here. So I'm like, you know what, Dad? Never mind. You know what? We're done. Let's call it. We're going to have a good night's sleep. It's all good. We're going to make it through the night. We're done. Let's go rest. And he was really relieved by that. I could tell. So we get into under the tree. It's dirt. It's basically dirt. I don't have any, obviously, blankets or anything. I have one towel. So I lay a towel down under the tree long ways. And Phoenix is just weepy. He's really tired and he's weepy, but I'm like, Mama's here. I'm holding you. This is just like a camp out, buddy. And he was so exhausted that I held him close and he was asleep in no time. Mm. And then Leo kind of chattered himself to sleep too, right up next to him. That was right at sunset. And my dad and I laid on the outside of the boys. The boys slept in the middle and we tried to keep them warm all night long. It is cold in Waimea, you guys. I mean, it's Hawaii, so it's not cold, but I don't know whether it's 60 or 50 degrees with rain and whipping winds over the mountain is cold with short sleeves on. We all had shorts, right? I had some extra change of clothes for the boys. I was just layering them with their little t-shirts and stuff. And I put the backpack over myself. I didn't sleep a wink a couple of times. I looked over and my dad is just shivering, chattering.
Oh my God.
In the middle of the night.
Allie.
I know. For the most part though, there was a little tossing and turning, but the boys slept through the night.
Allie, were you worried about how much the kids had had to eat? Were you thinking they're going to wake up starving or they'd had enough?
No, because with water, I know you're okay. I still had some apricots. I still had some cheddar bunnies and like half of a dirty apple, which would get us through, you know, at least till I knew the next day we were getting out. But you guys, I just prayed all night long. I didn't cry. I had a pit in my stomach, the most worried, gnarly pit. And all I could do was think about my husband and I would look at the moon. Where's the moon? Where is Peter in all of this right now? He's checking the clock. He's freaking out.
Yeah. Can you imagine your wife, your little kids and your wife's dad disappear for the day on an adventure and just don't come back.
Right.
Like, I mean, it makes me sick to think about it.
So
thank God you sent that text to Allie.
Right. And then I thought, okay, what happens if he didn't get the text? How is this going to go down? He has no idea where we are. Okay. I spoke to my friend and told her this morning that we were doing this hike. He's going to be able to, through some detective work, figure out where we are. I also sent one text to my mom because she texted me and I sent her a picture and just said, on a hike. So somebody's going to be able to zoom into that picture and be like, oh, they're on Mud Lane up in Waimea, you know?
Allie, I love that. He's going to get hold of your mom. He's going to get the picture. He's going to blow it up.
Seriously? I was like, how the fuck are the people going to know where we are if he didn't get
Allie,
that
you must have thought of everything that night.
Everything.
I thought of my friend who was a firefighter. I thought of everything. I watched the stars and I was looking at the constellations and I was like, okay, what fucking direction are we in? Too bad I never learned this. Oh, God. I watched the moon come up. I shivered. The rain came. I just huddled in a dog position over the boys and caught the rain. You know, the tree protected us. It was cold, you guys. It was the most uncomfortable freezing.
You were on your hands and knees covering your children?
Yeah, for a long time. And just thought, as long as they can sleep, we'll be okay. As long as they're okay and their morale is okay. The minute they lose it and start losing it, it's all over. And I could see, too, that when they were losing it, my dad was losing it.
Yeah.
And, you know, as a mother, you do, too, right? It's just like, keep the kids happy and the rest is going to be okay. So my stomach is in knots and watch the moon rise, and I just kept opening my eyes.
Because, like, did you even have a plan? This is what's stressing me out listening to this. Like, did you even have a plan for when the sun came up? Like, what would you have done then? Like, possibly done like 10 miles of walking with tired kids and a tired dad?
Let's see. We'll have to wait and see.
Yes. So that was my plan, Kate. It was like, I cannot wait. I was kind of jazzed. I hadn't eaten anything, you guys. I wasn't hungry. Stomach was in knots, but I was like, just where's the sun? This is the longest night of my fucking life. Where is the sun? I need daylight because I need to get the fuck out of here. I'm ready to hike out.
Hell yeah.
That's where I was. So the sun comes up and I'm like, you know, the boys wake up. I'm like, how'd you guys sleep? Oh my goodness. And We drink some water. My dad fills up the water and I'm kind of like, ugh, I don't want to drink that water unless we absolutely have to. You know, I don't want to drink some tank water that we don't know, you know. Anyway, that would be that's not a big concern, but if you can avoid it. So, okay, what's our plan? Dad's like, someone's probably looking for us. Now, you guys, in the middle of the night, I was listening and I'd be like, wait, I think I heard something. I thought I just heard like a yell, or I thought I just heard a siren. And then I'd be like, no, I'm totally fucking making that up. And I don't want to scream back. Because I don't want to wake up my kids. But wait, listen again. Do it again. And they wouldn't do it again. It didn't happen again. Come to find out, it was. There were people out there looking for us. So in the morning, really early.
Can you cut to Peter's story, Allie?
Okay. Cut to Peter. He went to bed early that night. He had gotten our text. He went to sleep thinking, okay, they're probably going to go do late dinner up in Waimea, then they'll come home. He woke up out of a dead sleep at 1 a.m. and our truck wasn't home. And he said, what the fuck? I'm on my way to Mud Lane to find my family. So he gets dressed. He writes a handwritten note, went to Mud Lane to find you guys, with a big square around it and taped it. Sorry, because when I got home and that note was just taped to the door. Went to go find, in case, you know, he didn't come out or something. He called one of his best friends and just said, I'm going into the bushes to find them. This is what's going on. He didn't call anybody else. You know, he needed to tell somebody, though, in case he got lost or whatever. You know, let somebody know what's going on. Mm-hmm. So he drives out there, not knowing what the fuck he's going to find. He drives down kind of this four-wheel drive and he finds our truck.
Oh my God, Allie, he must have felt sick when he found the truck. Oh
God.
He finds our truck at probably 2:30, 3 in the morning. He called 911 on the way out to let them know. My wife, my so 5-year-old, my 3-year-old, and my father-in-law are missing. They went on a hike and they're not home. So I have, God, I should play them just for theatrical effect, these calls on my phone from 911.
Oh, my God.
It's number, if you get this message, you need to call 911. We're looking for you. So, Pete goes out there and, you know, he's seeing the head of the trail, no trespassing. Is this even it? He sees like bullet shells from hunting or whatever. His mind
Allie,
is racing.
Allie, when you talked to him, was he able to tell you, like, when he saw the truck, was he able to tell you like what the fuck he was thinking when he saw your truck?
Yeah, it was mixed. It was okay, great, I'm in the right spot. And it was also, yeah, horrible. You see your wife's truck, 2 empty car seats, like what the fuck? At the head of a trail at midnight, at 3 a.m, way up in the bushes, you guys. So it's thousands and thousands of acres back there. And there's also cliffs and there's waterfalls. So he didn't know if he was going to need to be scaling cliffs. He didn't know. The worst part for me and my dad, we were lying there like, we are fine. We are safe. The worst part is that nobody knows that we are safe.
Yeah.
So, the fire department gets there. He meets them and he goes on foot with like maybe 2 or 3 firemen out onto the trail with lights. And they do the walk to the waterfall and they start looking for us. They start looking for us in the edge of the pools and where they thought we were going. And they separated and they had turned the siren on. You know, I heard that at 4 a.m. So faintly. And, he said he was just screaming my name. He was just calling my name over. So they get two fire and rescue companies to come out, one from Waimea, one from Honoka'a. And they also call the ATV company who leases the land back there to help them on the search. The ATV says, okay, we're not going to be able to come out until the morning.
That the company, who told you to walk off.
It was the horseback rider company that said, you need to get out of here. The ATV company who drove off, you know, it was like a young dude, like, whoa, you guys are nuts. He drove off. It's the owner of that company who came out, and he was amazing. He was so gracious. And, you know, we were apologetic for trespassing. He had no issues.
Well,
with
maybe
that
you should opposite. Cut now to your story.
Okay. I hope this isn't boring and long, you guys. So we,
I'm on the edge of my seat, and I know you're okay.
Thank you, Sarah. Know the end of the story. Still can't get enough. Go ahead.
So we start hiking out, and I'm not carrying the kids because I'm like, we could have a fucking 10-mile day in front of us. We got to start this off. We are going slow, you guys. Our legs are tired. My dad's got a cut. The boys are tired. My dad and I didn't sleep a wink. So we're slowly walking, and I'm telling another fairy tale because, you know, that keeps Phoenix happy. We get them their walking sticks. And Leo in the morning was like, we can go to Chuck now, Mama? We can take a hike to Chuck.
Thank God.
Now can we go on a hike to the truck? And I was like, yes, sir. Are you ready? Let's do it.
Allie, did that help you feel like a little bit better?
Yes, because we, for the most part, we were such, I was keeping a very positive, cool, calm, and collected vibe for them, you know, like, it's all good. You guys are so strong. Do you know how proud of you I am? Phoenix, you are going to get the most awesome Lego set for this. And thank God you go to such a cool school where you hike every single day. You know, it was just like, yeah, keeping it as light as I could. So I'm tired. We're walking out, but I'm thinking, ooh, they're going to start getting hungry. How am I? And I thought to myself, oh, I could go on and on and on. I'm just on adrenaline right now. Silent adrenaline, me and my dad. We walked for about an hour in the morning, and it's just a straight path. The first part is uphill, like I said, and that was about a mile, and we're just slowly, slowly walking.
I hate to interrupt. How long has Pete been looking for you now?
3 hours, 3.5 hours.
Oh my God. Can you imagine looking for your family for 3.5 hours in the woods in the middle of the night?
No.
I mean.
Okay. So we're walking, and just like heaven, we see lights coming towards us on the path, like a truck. We think it's a truck. And both of me and my dad are thinking, oh, wow, it's somebody coming who works in the pasture land to deal with the cows or whatever. They're going to fucking help us out of here. But it gets closer and closer, and it's so far in the distance, and it seems like it's going so slow that I just start waving my arms and screaming help. I didn't realize how bad I wanted it.
Please don't turn around.
We need to. I can't carry these kids out of here anymore. We had carried them for hours, and they had hiked. They each probably hiked 5 to 7 miles. You guys, I fucking shit you not. So the it comes closer, and it is like an ATV vehicle, and it's two gentlemen. And a guy,
gentleman,
guy says, oh, I'm looking for some missing people. And nah, I'm just kidding. Are you guys okay? Oh my God. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And he was like, hey, you guys relax. Main thing, you're okay. Sit down. They had like a bunch of Gatorade telling us to sit down. I was like, Phoenix, we're going to go. I'm like, how did you know? He's like, your husband called. We need to get word to him. So we turn around, we get on the ATV. They're asking us
questions. What's dad's reaction?
Dad starts to cry, obviously.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
Just the release. Somebody finds you and then you can release it. It's so emotional when the fire.
Yeah. Allie, did you cry?
Yeah, probably a little bit. I was just like hugging the boys, making sure they were okay. And just like some light tears, you know,
light tears. I like your menstrual description, light tears.
Thinking of Pete and just wanting to see him. And
your dad, how's your dad?
my dad is, we're all just pretty much thrilled and we can't believe it though. We're shaken up. We're totally shaken up.
Yeah.
We didn't know what that day was.
Then it's allowed to hit you how tired and hungry.
Right.
Yeah.
You're like, whoa, okay. I've been holding it together for so long is what it felt like. I am tired of holding it together. So we get out the ATV, you guys, it went on for so long. My dad and I were like, what the fuck? How deep and twisted did we go back into these woods? Where are we? They were like, it is a maze in here. This is not the first time it's happened. You're not the first ones it's happened to on this hike.
Okay.
And so as we're on the ATV, I look up and there's the chopper. The big red rescue chopper was looking for us. But
wow.
So they call off the helicopter. We found them, but they don't have great service. So we have to go a ways. We're getting to every Y and V we can to call the other troop so that we can get word to Pete. They've been found. We get word that Pete has heard us. Meanwhile, that was like a huge release for him. He had made best friends with the other firemen and everybody that was looking for us. He, of course, gets emotional. That's when he cries when we are found and they're all like hugging and slapping five and he's all pumped. So we get out of the woods. Takes a while for them to rally everybody and get word to everybody that we've been found because there's the ATV company looking for us. There's a couple of fire department companies looking for us. So we see Pete coming out towards us and it's not like an emotional, he sees the two boys and he's just got both arms up in the air, you know, like Rocky. And he's like, you guys spent the night in the bushes. Yeah. You guys had an adventure, you know, just keeping it together for the boys. And like,
that is awesome.
Daddy.
Good job, Dad.
I just hugged him and I'm like, you want to divorce me, don't you? He's like, shut up. I'm so happy you're okay. We got found at about 6:30 in the morning and made it out. Oh, poor Leo had to poop. He wouldn't poop. I was trying to make it no problem. Come on, honey. We just poop in the bushes and held it. And that was stressing me out. We went to a gas station and I'm like, come on, baby, let's go to the toilet. Because he kept saying, no, I want to go to the potty at our house. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, let's go to this is a silly detail. But, you know, we get to the gas station bathroom and he's pooping and I'm just like looking in the mirror, just sobbing in the sink of the bathroom gas station. And then we went out for a huge breakfast and the first stop we went to was, Target because there was no fucking way Jim and I were not going to follow through on our promise for Phoenix.
Oh, hell yeah.
So gushing leg, covered in dirt. We looked like, hey, we can't go out to breakfast. Look at us. And he's like, no way. You guys are survivors. Anywhere will take you.
Oh, Jesus. I think we lost Molly. Is Molly just sobbing?
I know. I was going to say.
Okay.
Okay. She's here. Epic story to tell for the
epic
family.
Wow. Thank you for sharing all that with us.
It's going to be, Allie, your kids will tell it to their kids.
This is what legends are made of.
This is what legends are made. You'll be telling it to your grandkids. Did I ever tell you about the time your daddy and I got lost in the woods? I'm telling you, it's insane.
Okay. Well, the other thing I was praying for, please don't let this make the paper. Please don't let this make the paper. I was like, fuck. Oh my God.
I thought you were going to say that you were praying, please don't let me start my period. That's what I would have been praying for.
Oh God. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. And it didn't, but no. Oh my God. I was trying to have the most spiritual night, just praying for my dad's health and for the kids to sleep and that Pete was okay. And that we were all going to make it out okay. I just prayed so hard all night long. It was like, I don't know what else to do.
Allie, shout out to you and Pete. It sounds like you guys and your dad, everybody did such an amazing job.
Thank you.
Keeping it together. It's not
sending
easy.
That text. That text is yes. key. Everything.
Text, thank God.
Yeah.
Molly, is Pete the kind, Allie, I think you said that he didn't, but would your husband ever like shoot a text to your mom or to Molly? Like, I don't want to freak you out, but we haven't heard from Allie all day, or no news until he knows what's going on.
No, he would have if it gotten later in the day, but we got found at 6:30. So he went out in the dark and tried to get after it with the fire department. I bet he just figured no need wake up the family in the middle of the night and worry them. I just need to go find them.
You and your husband are both so low drama. This would have gone way differently in my household.
I also was so thankful. Okay. I was laying there like, oh God. Yeah. Pete will be here in the morning. Guarantee. I mean, like, no, it's really, if you guys know Pete, right. There's nobody more qualified that I could be married to in a situation like
right.
this.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
yeah. Well,
if Pete and Govey are going to be here in the middle of the night, like fucking anyway.
So, you guys.
Lessons learned, though. Don't go on a hike just nonchalantly unless you've got it really, really under control and you've never been there. That was a really not responsible thing to do. I've learned a lot of lessons.
But really,
well,
we're learning.
We
a lot of
love you.
From you so.
And we're so glad you're okay.
So glad. Allie, it's so weird because,
you know.
Go ahead. Sorry, Molly.
Go ahead. No.
No, I was going to say for our listeners, this is a boring piece of nursing and cursing trivia, but we have a group text. We're always texting each other the most minute, boring details of our day. And I have been traveling all day with the kids with strep throat and had been just updating people on every tickle in my throat, every crushed Dorito on the seat, everything, and had not heard a peep from Allie. And it was weird. I was just thinking like, huh, I guess she's doing something with her dad when you sent out that text, Allie, like, I'm too tired to talk about it, but I just got lost on a hike, spent all night in the woods with my dad.
Yep. Fuck. Yeah. There was one friend. So the friend that my husband called, he reached out to one other friend, my closest girlfriend here. So I feel very sad that she was ready to go out. You know, there's a message on Pete's phone from her in tears. I need to know what's going on. Please tell me they've been found. Yeah. A couple of messages. And like I said, the 911 call. I could really go into some PTSD or maybe some therapy. I'm trying to talk about it with the boys, like relive it so that they're not too freaked out.
Have they said anything since this week? Have they talked about it or no?
Yeah, a little bit. Just like, oh, I'll tell you what we don't want to do again is that hike, Mom. Or,
oh, God.
Oh, my God. Well, Allie, you are such a badass. And
badass.
Sounds like you are
true
such
badass.
A strong mama for your boys. Thank you so much for telling us that story.
Thank you.
Love you, girl. Guys, tune in next week for another episode of Nursing and Cursing. Night.
Night, y'all. Love you.
Night.
Love you guys. That's it for now. We'll see you guys next week for another episode of Nursing and Cursing, where we know you set up that Instagram shot for 15 minutes, because no one's kitchen is that clean.